Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
Ken Jones. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Well, good evening, everyone. Strange the way the universe operates sometimes. Sometimes, plural. Kim Jones with you till midnight. Keith McPherson's usually in this seat, and he does an absolute terrific job when he's here. He's not here this evening. I'm filling in a one-night thing, and a one-night thing that's going to have a lot of New York Giants talk. I suspected that anyway during this afternoon as I got ready to come in and talk to you for 5 hours. With you for 5 hours. 877-337-6666 is the phone number, as you know. And then as I was driving down the West Side Highway, the news broke that Joe Judge fired by the New York Giants. I think we got here in a few different ways. And my belief is we got here all in the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. I'm always honest with you. And I'm going to be as transparent with you tonight over these 5 hours as I hope I always am here on The Fan. But certainly what I know, you will know tonight. I promise you that. And I have had some texts come in. Obviously, I can't tell you who sent the text, but I think some of them will be pretty interesting to you. I think where the Giants go from here is particularly interesting with the GM interviews beginning tomorrow. And obviously, we'll see how all of that pans out with a new general manager. And now that search obviously takes on a completely different atmosphere, a completely different situation for the people who will interview and who knew that they were going to interview in recent days for the job as general manager of the New York Giants, knowing that it appears, nothing's in stone, nothing's definite, I'm not reporting this, it would appear at this point the GM will be hired before the next coach. However, the New York Giants got to get on their horses. They will do so starting tomorrow. Joe Shane, I believe that is how you say his last name, from Buffalo, is the first up tomorrow, but there will be multiple interviews tomorrow. These will be virtual at first, and they will cycle through fairly quickly, I would think, in terms of narrowing the focus, narrowing the number of people who will ultimately be considered to follow Dave Gettleman as general manager of the New York Giants. You know, I was going to actually, maybe I'd get them in on my mind because I actually thought that would be a topic tonight. It's certainly way down the list right now of topics tonight. That's for darn sure. You know, with Joe Judge, I think he got greedy. I think he got greedy, guys. I think that, you know, we saw signs of this after the Week 5 game, and I was there. I've been at some of these Giants games I'm going to reference, and I've not been at some of these Giants games I'm going to reference. I just want to put that out there, right? I never lie to the audience. I never would lie about being at a game when I'm not. My NFL Network responsibilities have me at other games. Frankly, the Jets and Giants haven't kept me home much lately. And if you've listened to me ever before on The Fan, you've heard me say that about football season in this market. So hopefully that's turning for both teams. It'll now be Robert Saleh who is the veteran head coach in this New York market, because the Giants are going to make a new hire. So when you talk about Joe Judge and this season, to me, I'm not going to tell you where I would start because I want to get to that point a little bit later. But I want to tell you where in my mind some of this stuff that we saw this season from Joe Judge. In my mind, one of the origins of that, my origin, that you could argue there are others, was week 5 after his team was pathetic against the LA Rams. Now, it's not pathetic to be pathetic against the LA Rams. They're a really good team. But there were signs in that game that did not exactly show in week 5, only week 5 of a season, a team that was essentially giving it all they've got. And in the post game that day, Judge was asked about it. And he could have answered that question in any number of ways, including saying, I'd keep any of that in-house, but I demand full effort from my players. Instead, he elaborated, which ultimately is a big part of his undoing in my mind. He elaborated to talk about to the media that day. He was going to watch the tape and he was going to check and make sure players were truly giving it 100. So that was week 5. And I remember saying, or maybe on Twitter, maybe on NFL Network, I remember saying back then, it's pretty dangerous to be that early in a season, week 5, and you're already doing like the gut check for effort from NFL players. Week 5's pretty early for that. Then fast forward to the game against Tampa Bay. There was not, you could go snowflake in hell in terms of the chances the Giants were ever going to win that game. And of course they did not. But it was after that game a couple of things happened. Number one, Jason Garrett was fired. Freddie Kitchens elevated. Number two, and this happened before Jason Garrett was fired, officially fired, on the flight home, and I reported this on NFL Network, I'm getting texts right now. I have to check them, folks, because I just have to make sure nothing's urgent, and that was not urgent. It is about what we're talking about, but it's not urgent. On that flight home, Joe Judge called, one way or another, called Kenny Golladay up to the front of the flight where he sits, where Judge sits. And he told Golladay, we're going to get this changed around for you. Getting you your first touchdown, getting you touchdowns, period, is going to be our priority. That's the flight home from Tampa. The next day, we all find out he has fired Jason Garrett. How'd it work with getting those touchdowns for Golladay? $70 million contract, not a touchdown in sight. And some alligator arms the other day as well. Sorry, that certainly is how I see it and how I think some other folks saw it. So, Judge, I think, was feeling his oats a little bit as the season came down the stretch. Because that is the only way to explain why, after that miserable game against Miami, he complimented his players publicly, and then the next day told reporters, well, I compliment them publicly because that's what I need to do. I'm paraphrasing. But behind closed doors, I tell them the truth. I had red flags going off everywhere. I remember being in Buffalo that weekend. I was watching the game in my Buffalo hotel room. But when I heard and read those comments from Joe Judge, my antennae went completely up. In terms of a beginning of the end, we could pick a lot of different ones. I think kind of sort of lying to the media, then going on that ridiculous trip to Tucson for a week, then going to play the Chargers, help to cement all of this. Because if I'm Giants ownership, I would want to know, what the hell were you doing in Tucson that you couldn't have accomplished here? A loss is a loss. And then, of course, we fast forward to much more of the recent events. When I heard Joe Judge's 11-minute diatribe, his soliloquy, it struck me, A, the length, way too long. That's someone who just has very, you know, and these aren't meant to be cutting criticisms by me, but that's someone with just no self-awareness. Other than like State of the Union addresses, nothing should be 11 minutes. Not the spoken word by one person, especially not in sports. Come on. Maybe a retirement speech. Maybe the great, great Hall of Famer who has so much that he or she has accomplished that we want to hear from them that one last time. And if they want to talk for 25 minutes, we're hanging there with him. Okay. That ain't what we're talking about. That's not where we were with Joe Judge, with the 11-minute soliloquy. And it struck me most in that exhibition from Judge that he talked about a clown show. He talked about players punching each other on the sidelines, essentially referencing the Washington football team, Daron Payne and John Allen. On the sidelines, I was watching the game at the time, went at it a little bit. Yes, there were punches, I think one back and forth by each that I saw. And here's the key that Judge didn't understand at the time, or maybe didn't want to understand. They both, after that game, when they were getting their asses kicked by the Cowboys, which is a reason they wanted to punch someone, including each other. After that game, they both went straight to the podium and explained to the media why they did it and what happened. I'll tell you what, give me any day of the, I'm not condoning punching teammates on the sidelines. That's not my point. But give me any day, two players like Payne and Allen, who both, by the way, would be upgrades from what the Giants have on their defensive line. Both of them would be. Certainly John Allen would be, front and center. But they cared enough. They still cared enough that getting that beat down by Dallas wasn't sitting well with them, and they handled it poorly. And literally, as they walked off the field, moments later went to apologize in an interview room and to explain themselves in an interview room. That, to me, is heat-of-the-moment stuff that is then taken care of, and you generally forget about it. But Joe Judge did not forget about it. Joe Judge wanted to mention the idea that they had guys going at it on the sideline. Well, I would ask Joe this, and maybe I should have, to be honest with you, in one of these Zoom calls recently. Maybe I should have. What's worse? Two guys in that heat of the moment went to college together, know each other well, fierce competitors, really good players, or training camp, Joe? When your whole team lost its mind and there was a brawl on the field with Daniel Jones at the bottom of a pile, including the reporters who were there, and you made players just run and run and run as punishment. Are you really sure you're that much better than that sideline at FedEx Field? Are you really sure of that, Joe? Ron Rivera mentioned the idea that he thought, I was on the Zoom with Ron Rivera that week, and he mentioned the idea that he just didn't think Joe was maybe aware of some of the things they've dealt with. One player in a car accident where his girlfriend was killed recently. Montez Sweat had his brother murdered recently, and he missed the last several weeks of the season, certainly understandably so, not in position to play after losing his brother. I think sometimes in football there's a reason that the quote-unquote boring coach, the coach who doesn't want to step out of his lane, the coach who wants to make the press conference part of his duty but not part of his day. Hear what I said there. The press conference is part of his duty. It's not part of his day. I think sometimes that head coach may not be a media darling, and he may not be what the media, myself included, is exactly looking for, because we love when guys give us stories in terms of personality, color, meaning the color of colorful stories, and certainly descriptive details that we can all use and go back to and talk about as if we have a handle on what this team is all about. But there's something to be said for the coach who handles press conferences as duty. As the duty it is, not as part of his day. I do think Joe Judge, and someone texted me this today, not someone involved in any decision making, I want to be clear on that, but someone texted me today and mentioned the back-to-back sneaks. We'll get there. On Sunday, the back-to-back sneaks on Sunday against Washington, and that rant, that 11-minute rant, and the person said, I think he was safe until then. It's an amazing turn. It's an amazing turn from a coach who came in saying all of the right things. The Giants celebrated the end of their season last year, and they had some bright spots. It was understandable at some level. They weren't some world beaters, but there was some level. And this year, there's absolutely nothing to celebrate. Joe Judge is gone. Dave Gettleman is gone. You will see assistants leave, obviously. The assistants who have opportunities will leave as soon as they can to take those opportunities, and understandably so. The GMs will begin to be interviewed tomorrow by Zoom, virtually. And then the Giants, once again, will try to put these pieces back together again. They're kind of like Humpty Dumpty in that regard. I'm not sure Humpty Dumpty fell as often, but they certainly have the pieces to put back together. Yesterday, we heard from Giants players who talked about loving Judge. They love their coach. We heard that from many players. They respect their coach, that kind of thing. That is, and I was on those calls, at least some of them, and I understand, as I think we all do to some degree, those players are in a tough spot there. They don't know what their coach's future is. They're obviously going to be supportive of a coach. And now those players will have to adjust to something that I believe will be starkly different from the way Joe Judge went about his business. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Had Joe Judge simply held it together, the understanding that you lost your quarterback, the understanding that Saquon this season, coming off the ACL plus the year before, still is not Saquon. He had his flashes the other day, but still not Saquon. That'll be next year. At least I hope so, and I believe so. He'll be back next year. This season, I don't want to call it a lost year for him, but certainly an incredibly disappointing year for him with the injuries and the way he came back from them. The way that his body came back from them, I should say. But Joe Judge had in place reasons that he could come back, that he could marshal this team into better days ahead starting next year. And instead, in the final weeks of the season, he said way too much. And his offense, and I do believe this was under Joe Judge's direction, his offense in those moments on Sunday, in the season finale against Washington, lined up for the victory formation, essentially, at the 3-yard line in order to get an extra few inches for the punter. It was an incredible decision. I was watching on TV. It was an incredible thing to watch happen. I think Dan Duggan tweeted something about having no words. And I said, I don't think anyone does, Dan. It was a mystifying final few weeks for Joe Judge, and ultimately cost him his job. We have a ton of time to play with tonight. We do have a spot with Trey Wingo, they tell me, coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Look forward to that. But we will take plenty, plenty, plenty of your phone calls. I will dig deeper into this as well. I wanted to set the stage to some degree. I think we set the stage fairly well, but set the stage to some degree with a longer monologue than usual. I do believe that there are, you know, pinpoint times in this season where the job was slipping away, but it didn't truly slip away, I don't believe, until the bitter end. Until the bitter end. When it was almost like Joe just couldn't help himself with some of the things he was saying and doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.